We welcome you into studio, Dave Spadaro, with Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper. Congrats on the win, man.
Thank you so much.
Nice job.
I appreciate it.
Did you have as much fun as it looked?
Yes, I had a blast.
Yeah?
It was my hometown. All my family was there. I felt like I knew half the people in the stadium, and it felt good to finally get that win after 2 months.
Yeah, you know, I saw you after the pregame warm-ups. You went over to behind the Tampa Bay bench. There was a bunch of people wearing the 14.
The 14? Yeah. You don't see the 14 jersey out there very often.
Well, we saw it in where it should be, in Florida.
That's right. That's right. But there was a few 14 jerseys out there. It was probably mostly family.
Yeah,
but,
that's okay. And they saw a great game.
Yeah, they did. So I went over, said hi to my mom and some family members and stuff. So it felt great.
Okay, so what does the young team, young quarterback, what's it mean? What is a win like that? Fourth quarter, two touchdowns, final play of the game. What does it mean, do you think, in the big picture?
You know, I mean, that's huge. And it all starts with your leader, your quarterback. And I'm extremely impressed with Nick Foles. He just his poise and the way he leads us during the game. I mean, it does not look like this is his rookie season. So, you know, it means a lot for us. It gives us kind of that boost, kind of that momentum, you know, to start winning ball games. We finally got that one went out of the way after those you know, eight losses or whatever, and now we're ready to go.
So your role on that first of all, you were open earlier in the drive. Mm-hmm. What was that play, and how kind of disappointed were you that you didn't?
You know, I just came in motion. Nick sent me in motion, and I just, you know, kind of just went across the, you know, the safety's face, and we just didn't connect.
Yeah.
We just didn't connect. I think he might have thrown it off his back foot, and he might have thought I was Deshaun Jackson out there. I don't know.
But you did have it. You had nice separation there. It seemed like obviously you wanted to go after Tampa Bay's pass defense. Slow start, but kept being patient, working at it. And then it seemed to open up a lot in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it definitely did. We didn't really get the running game going like we wanted to, but you know, we just kept, just kept going and dug deep and showed some guts there at the end.
Your perspective on the last play. Sidewinder is the name of the play. Nick Foles rolls away from your side,
right.
Rolls to the right, and sees Jeremy Maclin. Mm-hmm. Your role on the backside is to do what?
Just getting his vision as quick as possible.
Okay.
It's going to be a bang-bang play, though. And, I mean, Nick threw it, you know, low and away, only where Jeremy could catch it. And it was close, but it was in. And
giving chase,
I don't know what he
Jeremy
was doing.
What's he doing?
We score in one end zone, and he wants to run to the other one. I don't understand it. But, you know, I had to chase him down, hit him in the helmet, tell him I was proud of him. He played a heck of a game. You know, he shows a lot of heart out there. I love the way Jeremy plays.
When you go into that situation, Riley, I mean, I would imagine you are aching for the football. You want your number called, right?
Yeah, I always want the football. I do. I watched film this morning, and I mean, you see almost every route, I always have my hand up whether I'm covered or not. And I need to get out of that habit. But
you're always open.
Yeah, I think I'm always open.
Ego,
but
receiver,
I want the football
diva,
for sure.
You.
But if we win, that's the most important
right,
thing.
Of course.
You know, but I feel like you know, when I have the football, I feel like we have a good opportunity to win as well. So you know, as long as we win, I'm good.
You have really bounced back after a tough start to the season. You know, watching you in the spring and in the summer, Riley, the improvement, the speed at which you played in and out of your routes, you really were coming on strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then you broke the collarbone.
Yeah, that was tough.
But you're right back where you were before the injury, I think.
Yeah,
even better.
Absolutely, absolutely. That you know, that was tough. You know, I was ready to go during camp. I broke the collarbone, and you know, I was definitely down for a little bit. But I came back strong. I came back better, and that whole offseason with mini camp with Cully, he taught me, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, because that's really my first offseason I've had, you know, since the lockout and all that stuff. So, you know, I got better as a player, and, you know, you can, you know, see some improvements I've made on the field.
How often do you practice, honestly, and not as one-handed catches? You made the spectacular one on the fade.
Mm-hmm.
Jason made an incredible catch yesterday. Do you practice it every day?
You know, we warm up with it.
Mm-hmm.
We warm up with it.
We watch those warm-ups.
With Cully, yeah. And granted, it's a lot slower tempo. But, you know, it's all about eyes, just watching it into your hands. And, you know, Coach says some people catch better than others. But, yeah, we do practice it.
How much has the confidence grown around Nick, around Bryce, around all these young kids playing?
Huge. You know, their confidence levels just skyrocketed. So we just got to keep it rolling. You know, we can't dwell on this win too long. Shoot,
right.
We have a Thursday night game.
Right.
So. We'll enjoy it. We'll watch film today, but you know, we got business to take care of.
What is the key to coming back, bouncing back mentally, physically on such a short week?
Well, IVs help. That's definitely one thing. So I got mine yesterday, but you know, it's a short turnaround and not dwelling on that win. You know, it's just taking care of business.
Nice catch there. You got pretty PO'd at one point during the game.
I did. You saw that.
I was like, wow, Riley Cooper wants to kill this guy.
Yeah.
Not literally.
Yeah,
but,
not literally.
Yeah, but
you know, I play with so much passion. Mm-hmm. I love the game. You know, I'm so into the game and I'm so competitive. You know, he was kind of pushing me after the whistle, and I don't like that at all. So I let
you
him know.
You're a nasty guy in the field.
I let him know.
I mean, you know.
I'm a great guy. I'm a great guy off the field. Super nice. But, I mean, when you get on that field, it's just different.
So what's
you just flip that switch, man.
What motivates you to do that? Just the love of the game?
The love of the game.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. You know,
you
I could have done
physical and nasty.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I could have done baseball. I chose football for that reason.
Okay. One last thing here. Yesterday, look, there were, in addition to the Cooper clan, thousands of Eagles fans down there. Did you hear them?
Yeah, sound like a home game.
Yeah, it was great.
I tell you what,
it
was great. It was great. I didn't know there were so many Eagle fans down there in Tampa, but I appreciate all their support.
They have a fan base called the Tampadelphia Eagles. They are huge, and so many thousands also made the trip in the Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. So it was great, and let's keep it going on Thursday night. The Cincinnati Bengals come to town. Riley Cooper, thanks, man.
Thank you. Great game.
You're playing great football.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Good for you, man. Keep
it
going.
Trying.
All right, Riley Cooper in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.